Hi, I'm going to teach you how to blanket burrito. All you need is a blanket, and if you need a helping hand, you can go get someone to help you. But I'm sure you'd only need a second hand if you wanted someone to cuddle with or burrito with. So the first thing you do is you get your blanket, place it flat on your bed or floor, depending on where you are, and then you lie vertically on one end of the blanket, and then hold onto the blanket, and then roll over to the other end. Like so. Until you're tightly wound up. And that's how you do a simple blanket burrito. I think that's the simplest way to burrito, as I think almost everyone as a child has done that. Wrapped up in a blanket burrito so tight they couldn't escape. If you have someone with you, you do the exact same steps and you lie on one end of the blanket. And then rather than you doing all of the work by yourself, you can get the other person to roll you to the other end of the blanket. But if you are blanket breeding on your bed this way, try not to fall off the bed. The second method of blanket burritoing is a much more simpler method, which you can do sitting or lying down. But rather than lying or sitting at one end of the blanket, you put yourself in the middle of your blanket and then grab each end of the blanket and then fold them into the middle into you. And then that is the most simplest method of blanket burrito, as you just keep yourself warm just by folding the two ends of the blanket into you. Additionally, with this method, you can have a hood. So if there's any excess blanket above your head, you can just fold that over and then it'd be a hood. But I don't know if that would be called a burrito because it has a hood. Maybe a burrito nun. Or a burrito head. Who knows? I personally favor the second method, as it's easier to get someone in the burrito with you. So, let me demonstrate this. Get the blanket. Put it behind me. And then, rather than just folding, I can get you, yep, you, to come closer. No, closer. Closer on that. To the point where either you sit on my lap, or I sit on your lap. Just like that. All snugly and warm. And then you fold the two ends of the burrito around your partner, or you. And then you have a blanket burrito for two. It is especially good for cuddles. Speaking of cuddles, when I cuddle you. So tasty and warm. Cuddles. these methods aren't strictly limited just to these vague instructions I gave you. Everyone has a different burrito style, so you can experiment and see what works best for you. Have fun burritoing!